You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Now, it's no secret New Zealand has one of the highest suicide rates in the OECD, and 1 in 7 people will experience a major depressive episode in their life at some point. In these statistics, men in particular are overrepresented, and for years the subject of mental health and opening up about it has been somewhat of a taboo subject for males. Well, a group of university students have decided to change this. They've started a group called Mana for Men, and they're aiming to raise awareness around men's mental health and encourage blokes to open up about their feelings. So earlier, I spoke to one of the founders, Louis Laws. I guess firstly, how did the campaign for Mana for Men come about?
Great question, Sam. So, well, pretty much how Mana for Men started, I guess, is that, you know, around the start of the year, me and a few of my mates, we really wanted to look at our fitness, and we started running, you know, just running together as groups and kind of, you know, as our fitness kind of improved, we're thinking, well, look, you know, like, this is going great, let's, you know, do it for a cause, let's do it for, you know, a goal at the end. And we said, why not do the Auckland Marathon? And we thought, well, if we're going to do this, let's kind of get a bit of a cause behind it. And I think we came to the conclusion that men's mental health to us is really an important issue, and one which I don't think hasn't really been, you know, spoken up for a lot. So we were like, look, if we run this marathon and we, along the way, raise a bit of money for it, this could be something really great. So basically the idea was born from there, and it's just gone up and up and up.
And what's like the overall goal you've got in mind?
Well, I guess the goal started off with just raising some awareness, you know. Really, it's an issue that we want to speak up for, because we just feel that the voice isn't really there yet. I mean, you can see it really improving and coming through. But I mean, with that goal in mind of raising awareness, we also really want to be actively, you know, getting out there and raising some money for the Men's Mental Health Foundation, because it's a super important cause and we're trying to back it, you know, all the way.
Because it's no secret New Zealand has like a very high suicide rate.
Absolutely.
1 in 7 people you see on your website will experience a depressive episode in their lifetime. So
yeah,
for men, these sorts of issues seem to be quite taboo and not talked about in the open. Why do you think this is?
I think it really comes from that kind of Kiwi culture, and also just culture within young males, which really, you know, reflecting back on it, you know, it's happened in my life, it's happened in my father's life, and it's something that really needs to change. It's almost like the masculine kind of landscape, especially, is really prevalent in New Zealand males, and it's something that I think with this kind of, you know, thing such as Mana for Men, but everything else going about, just opening up, letting people know that it's okay, and, you know, it's okay to not be okay, that we can make a change and really see a difference in not only my life, but hopefully a lot of other people's.
So from your experience, have you received a positive reaction from guys about this project and like a willingness to
Absolutely.
Get behind it?
Nothing but positivity, man. It's been not only just, you know, our friends, but also mothers, people affected by it, of course, because you can't almost meet someone who hasn't had someone either in their family or their friend group who's been affected by this. So overwhelming positivity. Really happy with the you know, feedback we're getting. Really, all we want to be doing now is just giving back to that cohort and showing that we're here to support them and do our best for the cause.
So have you already had like a massive interest of people signing up and wanting to be part of this thing?
We have. I mean, a lot of our friends are already jumping onto it. I'm getting mates, you know, sending me messages. We've got about 15 runners in our database signed up so far. We've got 45 people that have been giving us money, which has been fantastic, you know, all going towards the charity Men's Mental Health Foundation. So yeah, it's been good, but I mean, it's a long path ahead of us. We really want to be boosting those numbers and getting as much support from runners, donors and people as possible.
So do you think this is going to be like a long-term thing? Where are you hoping to take it?
Yeah, I mean, we've got in mind the Auckland Marathon as kind of a large kind of event that we're looking for. But I mean, if we can keep this going, you know, if we want to do other causes, then we will. You know, we're all students and we're all looking at this as a passion and a cause that we're all passionate about. So the more we can do for this and the more we just kind of keep it going, then absolutely, I think we're all on board with that.
You're hoping that this will create like a sea change, I guess, around mental health and particularly men's mental health?
I think so, man. Yeah. And like, honestly, you can already see something happening. Even in my daily life, through to like what's happening online, there's something is happening, and I think it'd be awesome to see, like, you know, within a few years from now, those statistics going down and a lot more happiness and just fulfillment in men's lives in New Zealand.
Is there anything else you'd want to add?
I guess the biggest thing is just start having a discussion. You know, everyone's involved by this, and it's not only men, absolutely women and everyone. You know, families are affected by this. So I think just start talking about it. If you'd like to, it would be great to get in contact with us. We've got a Facebook page, a website, and also an email. If you'd like to get in touch, info@manaformen.com.nz. So,
and just remember that there's plenty of places you can go to if you want to talk to somebody. There's obviously Lifeline. You can reach them at 0800 543 354. Youthline 0800 376 633, or just, you know, talk to your friends and your family, and there's plenty of people who love you. The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.